There's a rally on Wall Street and inflation hits an 18-month low. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Prices are still higher, but the Labor Department reports they're going up more slowly.
The consumer price index rose 0.4%, up 6% for the year ending in February. It's a sign of slow improvement in inflation. The CPI rose at a 9% pace in June. Excluding food and energy, prices rose 0.5% last month, up 5.5% over the year ending in February.
Fox's Jenny Casola. Facebook and Instagram's parent company Meta announces another 10,000 layoffs. There are 11,000 in November, and 5,000 open jobs will not be filled, says Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg in a post on the company's website. He says underperforming are no longer crucial. Projects will be cut along with layers of middle management. President Biden's announcing an executive order on background checks for gun purchases.
The next stop on President Biden's California trip is a visit to Monterey Park, where a January mass shooting killed 11 and injured 9 more. The White House says the president will announce an executive order that's geared at raising the number of background checks before gun sales, increasing the use of red flag laws, and accelerating law enforcement efforts to identify and catch shooters around the country. The administration is also motivating the Federal Trade Commission to issue a report looking at how gun makers market to minors and calling on Congress to pass additional legislation. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
There's a hearing about abortion pills tomorrow in federal court in Texas.
Judge Matthew Kaczmarek has scheduled the first hearing for the lawsuit seeking to revoke FDA approval of one of two drugs used in a medication abortion. He also took the unusual step of keeping it quiet. The Washington Post reports that he delayed putting it on the docket and asked lawyers not to share the information to try and minimize protests.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Dow's up more than 300 points this morning after a Labor Department report that inflation's still high, but less so and no more than most economists expected. Police in Freudenberg, Germany say two children, 12 and 13 years old, are in custody and confessed to stabbing a 12-year-old girl to death. A girl identified only as Louise for privacy reasons was reported missing Saturday and found dead Sunday in a forest. Police are not saying anything about the suspect's identity, gender, or a possible motive, or if they knew the girl. The age of criminal responsibility in Germany is 14, so these kids are in the custody of a youth welfare office and not under arrest. Pope Francis is considering a big change for Catholic clergy.
Celibacy from men of the cloth, it's been that way since the 1100s. But Pope Francis hints he would review the rule, describing it as an individual discipline rather than a contradiction to the church. The 86-year-old leader of the Catholic Church has opposed the concept in the past, but he discussed the possible change in a recent interview with an outlet in his native Argentina. Germany's Catholic Church recently voted to formally send a request to the Pope to end the celibacy requirement. The Catholic Church began requiring celibacy in the 11th century because clergy with no children were more likely to leave their money to the church. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The NCAA men's college basketball tournament starts tonight with games deciding the last four spots in the first round.
68 teams will compete for the national title, starting with a pair of games tonight in Dayton, Ohio. Southeast Missouri State will face Texas A&M Corpus Christi for the right to be the 16 seed in the South region and face top seed Alabama. The other matchup this evening, Pittsburgh and Mississippi State, with the winner onto the first round as the 11th seed in the Midwest region. There are two two more games in the so-called first four tomorrow night, and then on Thursday and Friday, it's the first round of the tournament, two of the best days of the year on the sports calendar, with games starting just after noon Eastern time and running all the way until midnight on both days.
That's Eric Messersmith. I'm Chris Foster. Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.